Well, good morning. Happy Monday for Blue Jays fans. There's a song that you can see fit using tonight. Just got to do it one more time. Game 7 tonight for the Jays. The fans we surveyed after last night's game feel pretty confident.
No, I don't have any nerves for it. I think the Jays have got it. They got home field advantage, first of all. They obviously should have it, but that being said, they also did bomb their first two home games.
We're winning the World Series. We're winning it all.
I knew they were going to win. I knew they're always going to win, but it's hard to watch.
It is a little heart-stopping at times, but man, it was a great game last night. I'll get to it here again in just a second. But this is Monday morning, a little bit chilly, windy start to the week here. But the forecast coming up looks like high teens by the end of the week. And while we are all awash in blue again, you might be checking one of your favorite apps this morning to get post-game reaction and having trouble. There is a huge global outage that has hit some of the more popular apps and websites, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Ring doorbell app, Peloton, McDonald's. Heck, even as I drove to work this morning, I stopped at Timmy's trying to use my app there, but the young lady working said no. Every customer that's come through said they can't get on their app either. Apparently, it's because of an issue at Amazon Web Services. However, the company telling us the underlying problem has been fixed and the most services should resume shortly. I was just checking my Ring app to see the front door camera. Still can't work it. And even Snapchat right now. So, that's the story this morning. Eventually, it'll probably come back, but Amazon said the fix is in. It's just taking its while to get to us, I guess. And something I'm not going to complain about is the price of gas this morning. Some independents, about $1.05, others $1.18, 124, 125 seems to be the norm around Regina right now. And in Saskatoon, I was talking to some of our coworkers there earlier this morning. They said it's $1.13 there. Apparently falling oil prices and easing demand are the reason that we are enjoying these gas prices. Hey, later this morning, we're expecting a trial to get started that could close a nearly 20-year-old case. You may remember Misha Pavlik, who was killed at a grad party at a Regina Beach home in 2006 when he was just 19. Now, according to RCMP, a group of uninvited people got into the party. There was a fight, and Misha was stabbed and killed at the time, and no one was ever charged. Until that is 2 years ago when RCMP announced a man in his 30s was being charged with second-degree murder. Now, he was a youth at the time. He can't be named, but CJME senior reporter Lisa Schick is going to follow this story for you all this week and as long as the trial lasts. And this might be the trial that my buddy Lauren Pavlik finally gets what he's been looking for. People in Northwest Regina getting a little concerned, I guess, about bird flu. Maybe hitting the geese population. The city confirming at least 4 bird deaths, and they were removed from Lakewood Park. But the city says it's not uncommon to happen this time of year. More on that coming up with Kevin Martell. But yes, Jays fans, we're going to Game 7 tonight. Sixth postseason home run, they got it done. Toronto down Seattle 6-2 last night in the ALCS. Whoever wins tonight will play Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, who swept the Brewers and are waiting to begin the World Series on Friday. I don't know whoever wins tonight if either team can beat those guys. Wow. Ohtani was just spectacular on Friday night. Yeah, the Blue Jays are one win away from the World Series now, and as much as we love our Saskatchewan Rough Riders, we're a little awash in blue here this morning than we are green and white. And it's probably largely in part because, you know, the last few games here are pretty meaningless to the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans until the West Final. Joining me now, Belton Johnson, a Grey Cup chap, Green Zone analyst. Are you now a Blue Jays fan, Belton?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've been a Blue Jays fan for a while, since living in Canada here, Greg.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. So you're pretty excited. Will they win tonight, Game 7?
I think they will, man. They, Vladdy and the guys, I think they're going to come through.
I'm a part-time fan, and I agree with you. I've been watching this run just because I'm interested. I've never been a ball fan, but I can't stop watching. I'm addicted to this now, too. But well, good. All right. We both think they're going to win tonight. Let's go to the backups. Almost did it on Friday night. They lost 17-16 to Winnipeg. So how does Belton Johnson feel about, say, let's start with Jake Maier at quarterback for Trevor Harris. 15-20, 123 yards, 13 straight passes there to get us up to a 16-4 lead before Jack Cohen came in. What'd you think?
I thought he did his job, right? He looked good in some spurts there. I think, one time he had, 11 completions or something there. Like, he looked good. He looked the part, and I'm okay with him, right? Like, he did his job in those duties and everything.
From what I understand, Jack Cohen coming into the fourth was always part of the plan. Is that what you heard?
That's what I had heard with Jamie and the guys, right? Like, if a coach tells the players, hey, Jake, you're playing, the first three quarters, Jack, you're coming in the fourth. I've been a part of that in my career and everything when something like that happens. So, and again, it's a game that meant nothing. I know you want to win and everything, but the Riders, they have first place. They got to rest their guys, man.
Well, had Maier stayed in, you think it would have been a different outcome?
I'm not sure, Greg. I'm not sure at all, to be honest with you. There were some penalties and some missed things. Let's put it like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little messy at times. Antoine Brooks Jr. had 5 tackles defensively, and C.J. Revis moving to safety. Yeah, that seemed to work pretty well. Would you keep them together for the West final like that?
I think I would, right? Hopefully Milligan, he'll be back. And then, like you said, Revis there, safety, Brooks Jr. there, that Sam Backer and everything. And the kid, he has lots of energy, right? Like, whenever he makes a play, he dances or does something. I think he's infectious for that defense and the team overall as well.
Belton Johnson here. Now the Riders host BC Saturday night, the final of the regular season. Do you sit the starters again? Does Harris get playing time? You're the coach. What are you doing?
I think you got to play those guys who rested last week, like Harris, you got to play them at least a couple quarters, I think, right? Because if you don't play them, that means they get, they don't play until November 8th, and they would have had an entire, month off of playing. So I think you have to play them a little bit there, Greg.
Okay. Well, really quick, too, I got to ask you this. What was the reaction on the postgame show from listeners about this play here, if anything at all? I'll remind you first of the play.
It's drifting right, and it is wide. So the miss from 49 by Lather, and Vavil brings it out. 25, 30, 35, 40, and up to the 50. It's Vavil.
All right, they got him at the 50. Is that the kind of play you worry about in the West Final? What was the reaction of the postgame show?
Well, you can't miss a kick like that, man. Like, you cannot, because you saw what happened.
49 yards, though.
You cannot miss that, Greg. You can't, man. And if you miss it, you better miss it, just in the back of the end zone, wide right or left or something. But, plays like that, that's what I do worry about come postseason.
All right, Belton. Simmer down now, buddy. Go, Jays!
All right.
Turn your focus to the Blue Jays. I don't know how busy you're going to be tonight, Monday Night Football and the Jays, but I think it's Game 7 and moving on to take on the Dodgers. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, go Blue Jays. Have a good one, Greg.
Well, if you're the type to immediately wake up and start doom scrolling, some of the apps that you might go to may or may not be working just yet because there was a big global outage and hit apps like Timmy's, even McDonald's, Ring doorbell cams. I'm looking at my doorbell cam. It's still not working. Although they blame Amazon Web Services. The company has said the underlying problem has been fixed and most services shall return eventually here, but some still not working. That's the case. If you're going through your apps wondering what is going on here right now. I'll tell you what's going on in high school football. Some of the results from Friday. Johnson defeated Martin Luther in the small football semifinal, and Riffle beat O'Neill in the large school football quarterfinal. Other games, Winston Knoll beating Leboldus, Tom won over Sheldon. So now Friday night in Mosaic in the first game of the finals here. Miller will take on Winston Knoll, and then Riffle meets Campbell at 7:30. Winners of those two games move on to the final of Mosaic on Halloween, the 31st, which is a Friday night this year. And of course, just about, I'd love to see the ratings from last night's game, because it felt like everyone I spoke to on the weekend was tuning into the Blue Jays last night.
Popped up. Clement is there. And there will be a seventh and deciding game in the American League Championship Series tomorrow night after the Blue Jays play a great game in all aspects of the game, led by their 22-year-old rookie, Treya Savage. They win 6-2, and it's one game tomorrow night to go to the World Series.
Yeah, 6-2 final. They haven't been this close to the Big Dance since 1993, when they completed the second of back-to-back championships. Well, the Mariners, of course, have never been this close before. But that might have been what the Blue Jays were looking for last night, right? After losing the first couple of games, they were saying, just get us back to Rogers Center. And sure enough, Vladdy Guerrero ties Joe Carter and Jose Bautista with his sixth postseason home run. They were looking for production out of Varsho and Barger, and they got it last night. But the real story, yes, how about Treya Savage? His sixth big league game, an elimination game. And he goes out there and he shuts down a pretty explosive Mariner lineup. And Treya Savage said after the game he couldn't believe how loud the Rogers Center was.
This was the most electric, energized crowd I've ever played in front of before, and the team rallied behind the fans, and they're a huge motivation for us.
He went 5 2/3, allowed 2 runs on 6 hits, struck out 7. I think someone said on the broadcast light last night that they doubt Treya Savage will ever buy his own drinks in Toronto again. That's probably true. To go out with that kind of performance so young and so early in his career, with that sort of pressure in a game 6 and deliver as he did, that was pretty impressive. His 6th major league game, 22 years old. He started in A-ball, his first professional outing in Jupiter, Florida, back in early April, and now he's helped get the Blue Jays to game 7. And then, of course, there was Vladdy, who has 41 million Canadians on his shoulder.
What a swing. He got a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, and he knew he got it off. His 6th postseason home run. What a feeling.
What a feeling. And after the game, was he ready to play game 7?
Game 7. Are you ready?
Hey, you ask me if I'm ready. I born ready. And I want it all for this city.
Oh, man. That actually was a cool moment, and I shortened that up a little for you, because the crowd went on cheering forever before he said he was born ready. And props to the cameraman too. It was a real cool shot. But yeah, Vladdy, what a hitter. And also the emotional leader, he seems like. He said over and over, you have to believe in your teammates, and everyone in front of you and behind you is doing their job, he said, and he respects that. He's awesome. So it was a top-to-bottom win for the Jays. Good start pitching, great defense, timely hitting, and, of course, Vladdy there. So tonight, Game 7. And I don't believe in time.
Time, I don't understand. Children killing in the
What a great shot. Hootie and the Blowfish, led by Darius Rucker, who, after leaving Hootie a number of years ago, went on to become quite the country star. He's got tons of number one hits on the country charts. He's in Regina tonight at the Brand Center. And he and his Hootie bandmates have since reunited, too. So occasionally he goes out on tour as Hootie and the Blowfish again. In other words, you're going to hear some Hootie songs tonight, too. It's in the set list. 3 or 4 of them, by the way. So that's going to be an awesome show tonight. It has been a long time coming, but we are expecting a trial to get started that could close a nearly 20-year-old case. Many of you will remember Misha Pavlik. He was killed at a grand party at Regina Beach in 06 when he was just 19. According to RCMP, a group of uninvited people got into that party that night. There was a fight. Misha was stabbed and killed, and no one ever charged in his death until 2 years ago when RCMP announced a man in his 30s was being charged with second-degree murder. He was a youth at the time, so he can't be named, but that trial starting up this week. And we'll follow it all the way through for you, too. Pretty stunning raid on Paris's Louvre. Several people disguised as construction workers broke into the world-famous museum in Paris on Sunday, cracking open display cases using small chainsaws. They were stealing jewelry that once belonged to the Emperor Napoleon and his wife. Items nearly 200 years old. The thieves made their escape on scooters outside. Some Americans were there visiting.
We were just ready to go in to see the Mona Lisa when they swept us out of the gallery. We didn't realize the whole museum was being evacuated. And then we asked a guard, and the guard said, "We're having technical difficulties."
Well, the concern now is what those thieves do next with all those priceless items. And art theft investigator Anthony Moore said,
"The fear is that it gets broken up and sold, because a consumer will have a very, very difficult time telling that, hey, this emerald came from, say, a crown."
It's really something like a movie. Absolutely crazy that in a world where there's so many security cameras, security guards everywhere, three people in 7 minutes robbed the Louvre, stealing Napoleon's jewels and family treasures, too. Hey, no matter who wins Game 7 tonight of the Blue Jays and Mariners, do you think anyone can beat the waiting L.A. Dodgers?
Ohtani, oh! Did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again! His third home run!
Oh, man. Shohei Ohtani, who I think has officially put together the greatest athletic performance of a lifetime, Friday night, 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, and 3 home runs. I'm not a big baseball fan. In fact, I'm a Blue Jays bandwagon jumper. But after Friday night's game, I continue to watch that Dodgers game where they swept the Brewers, and I kind of felt like I was watching the greatest baseball player of all time. Frank's my producer. Get in here, Frank. I know you're a big Blue Jays fan, but really, can anyone beat the Dodgers no matter who wins tonight?
They're next level right now, especially Ohtani. Like when you can pitch and put up that many Ks and then come and hit 3 home runs in the same game, like, yeah. it's unbelievable.
So you, as much as you are a fan of the Blue Jays, will call that series in how many games?
Well, right now, let's say they get rid of the Phillies, who are better than the Jays. They get rid of the Brewers, who are better than the Jays. 5 games for the Dodgers? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not looking good, but we got to get there first.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Game 7. You feeling good about tonight's game?
Loving it.
Okay, that's Frank, my producer. I always go to him when it comes to Blue Jays. He always tells me the truth. Okay, it's not your phone. Some of the world's most popular apps and websites not working properly this morning. There's a reason for that. Our friend Kevin Martell will stop in here in just a moment and explain what's going on. But yeah, like your Ring camera phone. Like your Ring app, for instance, to check your cameras at home. Mine's still not working. And as I was driving through Timmy's this morning, I went to use the app there, and she said, "No, it's not working. Everyone's complaining it's not working." Well, what's going on? Kevin Martell has answers next.